Sampurasun, herzlich willkommen and welcome to the podcast Cultural Superhero. I'm Gozi and this is the new concept for the podcast. I want to switch this in English and for my friends in Germany, and this is what I thought about in Bali, and I was like brainstorming, and yeah, it comes that I would love also mix it in German and English also, because a lot of my friends from Indonesia, I would love to inspire also them, and from another country that I met in Bali that also amazed about the thing that I can get. So that's why this podcast, it's gonna be completely English, and yeah, I will let you know about the video for the subtitle for this episode, and it's gonna be exploding like this new year, like you heard about it. And yeah, I'm happy to present you this new episode 2020 about 7 superpower questions you can ask yourself in this new year for new you.
I'm very grateful to welcome you guys in my podcast, Cultural Superhero. This is gonna be a really special podcast because I don't even know how I can say it, because I met a lot of people, a lot of beautiful people here in Bali. So I just decide to make this this podcast now for English version, because I know a lot of friends of me are also from Indonesia, so I would love to make a change that they can also take something great take some inspiration from my life, from my experience here in Germany, especially for 2019, and like my journey from 2012 till 2019 here in Germany. So that's why I decided to make it in English. This is it, the podcast about my experience or my learning of my top lessons for 2019, and I hope you can enjoy this podcast, and I would love to know about your lessons about 2019, and I'm very happy to keep contact with you guys, and I'd love to hear about your vision or your goals for 2020, and maybe I can also support you, and let's keep in touch and enjoy the podcast. I'm Gozi, your superhero mentor.
I will try to reflecting my year. I think it's not just a year, because is it a special year for me? Because it's like you hear meters about every 7 years, our cells is regenerating new. So I read about it this morning, and it's happening like that. So because my journey started 7 years ago in Germany, like it was a new Gozi, a new one. I have to discover myself. I have to do everything, like a lot of things myself. And and it was like, I can't even imagine, because I'm coming here. Like I came 16th of December 2019. It was like exactly the date that I came to Germany 7 years ago. So I was just like, oh my God, it is like a magic, you know, like universe setting up me. So I was just wondering what was happened in the last 7 years. And one of the things that I realized is I was like starting when I was starting to reflecting or going deep into the personal growth scene, it was just like I wrote on my paper. So in 2019, it was like two side of paper. I wrote it like the thing that happened. And then 2018 is getting a little bit fewer because I started them on the middle. And in 2017, when I was started, it's like just 70% of the paper is full. So, and then I realized I was shocked. Before that, I was just doing a normal job. So I did my apprenticeship as a cook in Erfurt as I came. So it was like this, like it's not, I'm not writing 2017 or 2018 or 2019. I was writing like 3 years. It was like the half of the paper I wrote. Like it's not happened so much because I wasn't living. It was like a routine, you know. Maybe you hear it about it or you see it, and like if you are not living, if you are living a routine life, then you're not writing your book full. You're not writing your paper full. I was realizing, oh my God, this is just amazing. Like the transform, like you are really write your own book, not another else, not fulfilling another dream. It was just really, really powerful. And I was starting like reflecting my year last year, and starting with like questioning my life. So I'm absorbing, or I'm looking for like this question is from two of mentors of my life. One is Robert Gladitz, who also like, yeah, it was the last course that I joined, all in course, and it was like already changing my life. And another thing is one of my spiritual teacher, like it's Laura Marina Tyler. It's yeah, she is also opened my eyes, and she kicked my ass actually to do something that I really want. So and this seven question I want to share with you. So the first question I want to share with you is what made your joyful? So what made you happy? I think I can also write a lot of things, but I just tell you some points that I really like, really I feel this joyfulness in my heart or in my body. So it was like my first time in Mallorca and jumping on from the cliff, because I love adventure, jumping on a cliff. And the second time I was like climbing on the cliff, and like I can just let my hand go and falling in the ocean. It was, yeah, I love to climb, and climbing in the like with the water, with the ocean, like blue water. Oh my God, it was like joyful, the pure joy. And I think this is the one thing that I really, really grateful also every day, like having a people who got my back and believe on me. So sometimes you are not believe on you, in yourself, and because you have a limiting belief or something like that, and I don't know, your past, or you are not good enough or something like that. But I met people who got my back and believe on me, like seeing the potential on you. So I will call it like now seeing the superpower on you that you got, that you can do something better or the best on your life. So, and what was the one moment that I knew, I finished qualification for applying my permanent of resident in Germany, because it was really hard. Like I have to wait, or I have to pay 60 months for a social insurance if you really want to get permanent residence, because in my case, I can't even do anything else except my job, like as a cook. But I don't really want to continue job like cook, because I want to do some coaching or something like that, and doing something another else that's really meaningful. So it was like I was on this office and then got out and I was like crying because I can't believe that happened, that I can live my life fully. So there's a lot of things, but this is the one of yeah. And I think I'm sitting here with two beautiful girls, so I met in Bali, so I can't even like imagine now. I was on, like, if I am to meditate, so in Germany, in my house, my country, or something like that, and I always imagine a happy place, and the happy place is actually this place, so waterfall and the forest, the middle of forest, and I had a great chance to share this moment with two girls beside of me. I'm grateful for it. And this is also, I was feeling joyful when we were like meditating in the river and the sun is shining on us. It was just like, oh my God, I can't even express it with words. So it was beautiful. So yeah, that's maybe the question that you can ask in your house, in your home, take your time. The question was, what made your year joyful? So, and then second question is, what was the shittiest moment that afterwards makes you grateful? I love this question because, like, if the moment it happened to you, you're just feeling bad. You're just feeling like you don't want to continue your life. Like, what the fuck the universe has planning to me for me? But afterward, you're always like feeling grateful. Ah, thank you. That happened to me. Yeah. So one of the biggest moment was like the moment that my ex-partner, my ex-girlfriend told me that she didn't feel love again for me, or feel love anymore. And the moment that I realized that our trip is over. So, but what I'm grateful for is I was just realized that we are not living this moment. Like, I think I can't understand, I can't live like, I will tend or I will sacrifice all of my life with one partner. We are just living like a travel. We are just living on the bus. Like, it was, yeah. And the time was over with my ex-partner. And I was grateful for the time that I had with her. So, and it gave me also a chance, an opportunity to go all in, to do what I really want. Like, yeah, it gives me freedom to go all in. It's a big moment. And yeah, I barely has no money and spent my last money for spending the thing, invest for my education, for my seminar or the personal growth. That was the best investation that I can get. And yeah. And it was right. I don't know. It gave me also, like, sometimes you don't want to let go the thing. And you want something new in your life, but it's not gonna happen, because if you want something new, you have to make some place for it. So it's a big lesson also for me. And yeah, and quitting my job, so this year July, and I don't know, like, imagine like doing the thing or fulfilling my dream that I really want to, not what my parents want to, not more what the society you want to, but what I really want to, what my heart really want to. That's great. That's a great moment. So yeah, that's the second question. Like, what was the shittiest moment that afterwards makes you grateful? Yeah, this question is also like from my two mentors and also from my personal questioning, reflecting or something like that. And the third question is, which dreams came true this year? I think I'm really grateful to the tool. Maybe you know about it, like visualizing or manifesting or something like that. But the great thing that I learned that you can't visualize or you're manifesting or do positive affirmation if you are not go through the process to healing yourself first. Like you have a shit on your, you know, full of shit on your soul, and you have to make a peace with your past again, and then you can visualize more better. So I visualize, like, I don't know, it's not every day, but it was a moment like I visualize very deep, and not just thinking but feeling. So if you feel your dreams, that you are already there and you already have this dreams, then you will get it, and I can guarantee you that you will get it. So yeah, and the thing is, the dreams that came through is like, yeah, I got, so maybe you know about vision board, and I put a MacBook on my vision board, I don't know, I'm falling in love with MacBook and the thing that Apple can do. So yeah, and I get my MacBook this year, and I get my scholarship from one of my mentors for my personal growth. And I was like also visualizing, oh, it would be great if I'm doing a yoga retreat or like organizing it. And yeah, and it was like in Mallorca, I get a chance to cook for a yoga group, a yoga retreat. So yeah, I was there also, great. And yeah, and then at the first of the year, beginning of the year, I was also manifesting and visualizing to be on a warm place during Christmas and New Year's Eve. And look where I am now. Yeah, like if you want to, like, it's like a magnet you send on the universe, you set up the direction you want to go, and it just like letting you go there if you do visualizing. It's something like that. So yeah, this is the dream comes through. It's a lot of things comes through in like the past 7 years, but this is one of the best things. Yeah, that was the third question, like which dreams came through. Yeah. And the fourth question was like, what was the biggest learnings this year? There's a lot of things that I learned this year or the past 7 years about me and about life. Maybe say it quickly. Maybe it resonate with you, or I don't know, you want to know how I can learn it, and I can like give some tips, or I can support you how you can learn from it. So one of the thing is, because it's typical Indonesian thing or culture, we always say yes. We can't say no, because we have to be polite. We don't want to hurt someone and something like that. Maybe you know about it. So what I'm saying. So, and I've learned like how to say no lovely. Like one of my mentors said to me, like if your girlfriend or your partner say to you something that you actually don't really want, and we tend to always say yes at first, and before God, our own what do you call it, our own intention or needs, yeah, our needs. So he says you don't have to say like no, I don't want it, so with a hate or a negative emotion. You can say thank you for asking me, lovely or honey, but no. So you can do with love. Everything you can do, choose, like we can choose with love. So it was a big thing that I learned. So another thing is how to accepting and loving all my emotion, how to peace, making peace with my inner child and my past, how to letting go and apologize, how to trust the process, how to manage time productively, how to make a peace. Yeah, like I said, how to build an authentic business, how to put your mask off. So we pretend to, like, I don't know. So, putting masks to putting masks on to hide our emotion because it looks big or something like that. So yeah, and how to make a decision, how and who I really am. So, and how to control my anger and another feelings that maybe you are like thinking this is a bad emotion or the feelings that makes you not feeling good, but actually it's yours. It's all of them, it's yours, and accepting them is like game changing. So yeah, it was like the third question. So what was the biggest learnings this year? A lot of things. And yeah, the fifth question was or is who influenced my life the most and why? Why this guy? So the first one is actually my mentor. So where I did my apprenticeship, my inspiration coach, and they are Christian and Walter Hummelstein, and they are my mentor of my healing process and handle my emotion and also my past. I can't even imagine, like, it was one of the best in your, so to like make a peace in your past, with your past and with your inner child, and like taking control, not taking control of your emotion, that you are not the emotion. You have a, I don't know what it is. You have minds, but you are not the mind. You have emotion, but you are not emotion. So you have to control your emotion, your own emotion, not emotion controlling you. So it was great. And yeah, Laura Manesaila, like I said, so it's my lovely mentor who, like, I started to, like, in Indonesia, we always do a spiritual thing because we believe in God, we are Muslim. So I born as a Muslim in a Muslim family. So we have a connect better. So that's Laura Manesaila, packed it in really simple way, in modern way, and I love her. Her mission in this life. So, and then, yeah, Stefan Friedrich, the mentor who believed on me and my potential, and also, the last time, Robert Gladitz, that I met in Awesome People Conference, and I follow him in the Instagram, and he built an authentic business, and now I can go all in with my authentic business, so with my story, not like, yeah, and then create it with the community, with the people, what the people really need, not what I want, but what you want. This is not what I want to create. So what problems I had and which solution I had. So yeah. Tobias Beck, Sadhguru, maybe you know it, like Sadhguru. Yes, it's a guru from India, it's conscious awareness and inner engineering. One of the best. I love his humor and packing spiritual, really funny. So yeah, and my best friend Banner, and he always accompanying us, teaching me climbing, like always beside of me in every time, in every moment. So even in my saddest moment, so he's always there. So actually also my ex-partner, because he was my mirror. So that, like, if you want to grow fast, then go in a relationship. So because it's the best mirror, that the thing that you can see what you can feel. Yeah, I'm really grateful for this experience. Thank you very much for you. Benny, he's also my best spiritual friend. So he connects the energy or something like that. He's like, I am the extrovert guy and he's an introvert, and he get me to the ground to always, keeping slow, and also it's okay to be not too fast. Yeah, and my inner CEO, actually. So this is also my best mentor, best person, like my inner within that always chatting with you, like steadily chatting with you. Yeah, and that was like the fifth question. It was like, what, which who influenced you, your life most. So yeah, and what I wish for the next year. I wish a lot of things. Yeah, in the next 3 months, I want to have a minimum 10 euros that I can support to activate their superpower and heal themselves with my mentoring program or everything. So yeah, the one of the thing I want to like do, like I wish in my heart to help you guys. And yeah, can I work wherever I want with whom I want, like do remote so I can work from here. Like here I'm like recording this beautiful podcast for you in the nature, and just, I can just imagine it for a long time ago. So now it's happened. So I want to do it more. Maybe we come back to Bali, and yeah, and having a team, people to travel with, like to creating a meaningful thing, like to impact a positive thing in this world. Like, I don't know, like minimum maybe 5 superheroes beside of me that we can reach dreams together, which, and with our own values, but we can connect with our big vision, bigger than us, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing that I want to do. It's nice. I have having a fan, Max Trip, and also can play and work from there. Like just making a trip on the fan, and I can work from there also. It's, I wish it. So yeah, helping a lot of people through my podcast, social media, person like Instagram, something, every like doing the thing that always meaningful every day. So being my adventure and like giving impact for maybe, I'm also right, loving at least 1 hour per day, because yeah, like, and it makes the day complete, you know, if you love, if you in your joy. Yeah, and I think the best of thing is like having a partner or the trip travelers, like I said, you don't have like a full-time travelers, but for now, for next year, having a partner will create something good and meaningful in the world, like valuable for the people, for you, for the world. So yeah, that's the thing. And this is from Gary Vaynerchuk, I think. He said, 1% better every day. I wish I can be 1% better every day. Imagine in 1 year, well, 365% better than you before. So yeah. And interviewing most influencing people in the world or Germany. That's also my dream, or I wish. Yeah. So that was the sixth question. So what I wish for the next year. What do you wish for the next year? And the last one, that's what do you want to bring to the world? So what kind of impact you want to give to this world? I think I have to read it everything. So I want to transform people's life for their most beautiful and meaningful life in the world, so that they can fully live their true potential and activate their superpower again to save another people, like inspire another people to activate another superpower. So, and helping and supporting charity through my work, so to get the world a better place, like the charity that I met, One Earth, One Ocean, so Ocean Soldiers, or something like that. So giving a contribute to make the earth a better place. Yeah, and one thing I want to do is take my mom holiday to Germany, so take her to go to the place, so to know about my friend, so who my friend is and where I live. I think she's gonna be happy for it. Yeah, and yeah, helping young people or teenagers to accepting and make peace with their past and build their new life, like the new future. So So believing their true potential again, so not their limiting belief from their parents or from the school or from, I don't know, from the society. So letting go this shit, that's really why I want to make an impact. So making a place for it also. And actually, I want to live every day that I can help or do something good for people or Mother Earth. So I think I will ask every day, what can I do for another people? And maybe I will just ask the universe or God, or I don't know why you believe. It doesn't matter, that I want to do something good every day. For me or just for another people, I think it's for another people, for you and for the Earth. Yeah, that was my... It was long time, I'm so sorry to making you wait, but that was my reflecting year, and I hope you can take your time and take your, like, maybe do some meditate and go to the place that to your happy place and write down the questions and then answer this question within your heart and take this time. Like, I don't know, we made it like 1 hour or 2 hours. We're sitting there and we meditate before we connecting with the nature. So it depends what you really want. So maybe I will repeat the questions. So the first question was, what made your year joyful? And second one, what was the shittiest moment that afterwards makes you grateful? And which dreams came true? And the fourth one is, what was the biggest learnings this year? And the fifth one is, who influenced your life the most and why? So, and the sixth one is, what I wish for the next year? What do you wish for next year? So, and the last one, seventh one is, what do you want to bring to the world? So, that is the question that you can ask yourself and take your time. And thank you for sharing. Thank you. Maybe you can share with me also, follow my Instagram and share your, like, your answer and your reflecting. I would love to connect with you, and I'm so grateful and I'm so excited to start a new beginning to 2020, and I'm so happy and grateful to have you here, to hear my podcast and to hear in this big nature for the Mother Earth. Thank you, Earth. Thank you, God. Thank you for the people that always helping and supporting me and believing me. And yeah, I love you guys. I'm Gozi, the superhero mentor, and goodbye. Have a nice day. And have a nice year. Yeah.
I'm so thankful and grateful to have you here today in a special podcast of 2020. So I'm so excited to start this 2020 with you guys, and I hope you can take a lesson from the seven questions in your life that you can start with to look with to share with beautiful, like, beautiful moments, and then to be grateful also for the moments that you got 2019. And I wish I can also support you in this 2020 for get a better life, get your superpowers, activate your superpower. So I'm also thinking about making the mentoring program also in English, to give a chance and opportunity to sharing my experience, how I can get my superpower activated, and with the DNA test, with the personality check, and with a trip to the past with your inner child, and then study up your, I know, limiting beliefs, and tidy up your family limiting beliefs, or something that holds you back to really lose your potential, your full potential, and to get your first, and to make 2020 your year. So I'm just happy to share with you, and yeah, and especially if I can, yeah, go with your travel this year. Yeah, and you can contact me on Instagram or visit my website. Apparently it's already in Germany, but you can just text me or send me something big, and yeah, we'll see how we can get 2020 your year, and how you can get your superpower activated again, that you can really live your life again. Ich danke dir viel, vielmals, dass du mir diesen Podcast zugehört hast, und vor allen Dingen, dass du jetzt wahrscheinlich dir Zeit nehmen kannst, für dich diese 7 Fragen zu beantworten, dass du das Jahr 2020 einfach für dich rockst und wirklich das Beste draus ziehst, und ja, dass auf jeden Fall du deine Superkraft wieder bitten kannst und damit du genau das machen kannst, was du möchtest und wofür du geboren bist, vor allen Dingen. Und ich freue mich mega, wenn ich dich unterstützen kann und in Kontakt kommt man ihn. Ja, ich hoffe, ich werde auf jeden Fall nochmal die Aufzeichnung, wo ich dann auch diese schöne Podcast am Wasserfall aufgezeichnet habe, mit Untertiteln machen, damit du auch in Deutsch oder auf Deutsch dann eben hören kannst und sehen kannst. Ich freue mich mega, dass 2020 wirklich das Jahr für dich sein wird. Ich danke dir. Ich bin Gozi, dein Superhero-Mentor. This is Cultural Superhero-Podcast. Danke, guys.